There's been a big debate at the Federal Reserve about when to begin raising its closely watched interest rate. That debate continued at the Fed's most recent meeting late last month. Minutes from that meeting are out, and they have some things to tell us. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The most recent forecasts from Fed officials suggest the first rate hike is likely to come sometime in the second half of next year. But former Fed Governor Randall Krosner says minutes of the Fed's recent meeting show a number of officials believe the central bank should begin raising rates sooner.
Some Fed members believe that there's not very much slack in the economy, the unemployment rate is coming down, and that we need to move quickly.
But the minutes also reveal that a majority of policymakers, including Fed Chair Janet Yellen, are looking beyond improvements in the unemployment rate and believe the labor market still needs the Fed's help.
Janet Yellen is focusing on long-term unemployed, the people who are part-time workers who prefer to be full-time, looking at the very low level of labor force participation. And looking at those factors suggests that there's still a long way to go for the labor market to recover.
So far, subdued inflation has allowed the Fed to continue its stimulative low interest rate policy. But Krosner cautions that inflation can become a threat quickly in an improving economy. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.